It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word for this day. Now, I say that all the time, and I mean it every single time. We all need to reset our minds daily so that we're able to follow the truth that God Himself reveals to us. Friends, can you remember the last time you were really duped? You were really fooled by somebody? Maybe it was a trick somebody played on you. Maybe it was some bad sales technique that caused you to buy something you didn't need to really buy. Has that happened to you? Do you know that feeling? Well, today we're going to be looking again at Ephesians 4, 11 through 14. And we're going to be keying in on this idea of being deceived and how being deceived is contrary to our growth. It's going to inhibit our growth as believers in Jesus Christ. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. But before we do, let me ask you this. If I could guarantee you that you could buy a cup of coffee or a coffee drink once a month, and the proceeds from that gift would go to impact people for the kingdom of God all around the world, would you do it? Some of you I know would say, well, I'd buy 3 or 4 or 5 coffees if I knew that the profit was going to this. Well, friends, the reason I'm bringing that up is because for the price of a cup of coffee, you could support what we're doing with the Morning Mindset on a monthly basis for as little as $5 a month. But if you're able, you could do more than that. And you receive a thank you gift, another podcast called Digging Deeper that I produce for those who are partners. If you would like to find out more, please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/partners. Okay, friends, before we dive into Ephesians 4, let's pray. We need God's help if we're going to understand what His Word is saying to us today. Lord Jesus, help us to understand very clearly how this issue of deceit plays into our growth as Christians and what we can do to keep ourselves from being victims of deceptive people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, open your Bibles. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. The Apostle Paul is describing the things Jesus has done to help us as believers in Christ mature as a part of His church. And he says he's given these people called apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers to equip us so that we can serve within the body of Christ, within the church, and so that we can become mature. And then he says the point of this maturity, picking up in verse 14, is so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, and by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Now, those last phrases are very important for us to pay attention to, because what the Apostle Paul is telling us is that there are people out there, human beings, who are very cunning and very crafty and very deceitful, and they are aiming those things, their craftiness, their cunning, and their deceit, at us believers. They're trying to fool us, just like we talked about near the beginning of the podcast. They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes in terms of what they're teaching us. And they're doing so for their own benefit, for their own profitability of sorts. Now, I'm not going to malign anyone or impugn anyone's motives by calling people by name. But I think all of us have recognized that there's people out there who do things in the name of Jesus that we kind of look crossways at, and we wonder, what is that all about? That doesn't quite seem right. Seems like they're in it for the money, or they're in it for the prestige and stature it gives them. They don't seem to be exhibiting the character of Jesus while they're still using His name to profit. Friends, we've got to be aware that there are people who are trying to deceive us, and it's beneficial to them. But worse than that, we are prevented from growing in the truth when we are caught off guard by this human cunning, craftiness, and deceit that comes at us. And all of this really culminates in what we are believing, what we're being taught. You see, as I mentioned in the previous episode, doctrine matters. The truth matters. We need to be a part of a local church that is teaching the truth. And maybe even a little more important, we need to daily be getting into the Word of God ourselves and learning how to use the Word of God to evaluate the teaching that we're hearing, even at our local church. because we want to grow up into Jesus, right, friends? We want to be mature in our faith so that we can actually serve people. We can actually be a benefit to the kingdom of heaven and the work God is doing in this world. Lord God, we do want to be of benefit to your kingdom. We do want our lives to mature and grow. And we thank you that you've given us everything we need to do that. Help us to be wise in our knowledge of the scripture so that we are not carried away by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, by deceitful schemes, but rather that we can discern what's true and live according to that truth and that truth only. We're asking it in your great name. Hey there, friends. Just two more things before you go. First off, if you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christ follower, to know what it means to be a Christian, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link will be in the description for this episode. Secondly, at the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that we have supporters for what we're doing at Morning Mindset Media. If you would like to learn about the three different ways that you can support what we're doing, you could go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. That link as well will be included in the description for this episode. Thanks so much.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.